James, who is in her second term as New York City's public advocate, was nominated by the state Democratic Party to be its candidate. She's appeared frequently in public with the top of the ticket, Andrew Cuomo. He's seeking a third term as governor.
Our great public advocate, Tish James.
She recently made a trip with the governor and other elected officials to Puerto Rico to help storm survivors.
And so today we join with our great governor, who has led the way.
James is facing three Democratic primary challengers, Fordham Law Professor Zephyr Teachout, Buffalo Attorney Leisha Eve, and Hudson Valley Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney. She's African-American, and along with Eve, who's also black, could become the first African-American woman to hold statewide office in New York. Her opponents say, though, that James is too close to Cuomo, but she says that's not going to be a problem if she becomes AG.
I've been independent all of my life. Just by the nature of who I am, that suggests that I've been independent. The reality is that I've been counted out for a very long time, and people continue to underestimate me, and I continue to overperform by my sheer presence alone, and by the fact that I come from a faraway place called Brooklyn. I've been a fighter from day one, and the reality is that although the governor may have a strong personality, I think I've got an even stronger personality.
In the past few months, several former associates and aides to Governor Cuomo have been convicted of bribery and bid rigging, and two former majority party leaders of the legislature were convicted in retrials on corruption charges. James says Cuomo should not have shut down a commission on corruption formed under the state's Moreland Act before its work was finished, and she says as attorney general, she'd seek new laws giving her more power to investigate corruption in state government.
The Office of Attorney General should have the power to investigate without the approval of the governor of the state of New York.
Primary challenger Zephyr Teachout has called for the head of the state ethics panel, which is controlled by Cuomo, to resign. James said she would go further and scrap the troubled Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOPE, altogether.
I would throw out the whole system, start again, and reform it and strengthen it and give it actual teeth and independence.
James began her career with the Legal Aid Society and has worked as a counsel for the state legislature. She was also an assistant attorney general under former AG Elliot Spitzer and was a member of the New York City Council. She says as New York City public advocate, she's had success getting laws passed, including a measure to ensure equal pay for women. And she's filed a number of lawsuits against the city of New York and even against the Cuomo administration. She says her critics say she's turned the public advocate's office into a mini attorney general's office, and she wears that as a badge of honor.
Each and every day I wake up, I go to my office, I sue somebody, and then I go home. And I look forward to doing that in the office of attorney general.
Not every lawsuit James has initiated has been successful. Some were thrown out by judges, saying her office lacked the standing to bring the legal actions. James says she would vigorously continue the numerous lawsuits against the Trump administration that interim Attorney General Barbara Underwood is currently pursuing, and she says consumer fraud is also a major issue in this state, and she'd fight against it. And she says she'd bring the full force and strength of the law down on any agency or person who harasses anyone because of their gender or race. James is technically the front-runner in the race, but a recent Siena College poll put her support at just 25%, with 42% of Democratic voters undecided. All of the candidates joined the race relatively late, after Attorney General Eric Schneiderman resigned back in May. Schneiderman is accused of physically abusing several women that he dated. He said he was engaged in consensual role-playing. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.